Wayne County Schools resubmitted its application to turn around Carver Heights Elementary after the state board decided last month to transfer the school to an outside operator. Days after the board's decision to add Carver Heights to the Innovative School District, state lawmakers passed a bill allowing the district to submit a school restart application instead. At yesterday's state board meeting, district transformation coach for the Department of Public Instruction, James Ellaby, recommended members approve the application, citing the district's decision last October to hire a new principal as a sign of progress.
They chose a principal who has a history for turning around low-performing schools, and then that is Dr. Patrice Faison. She's known as the mover and the shaker. One of the highlights of her career was the 19.4% growth in composite that she had with a school that she led, and that was the greatest gain in both the district and the state of North Carolina.
Ellerby also spoke about other strategies the district has for fixing the school's poor track record, including adding 45 minutes to the school day and bringing in professionals from the community to tutor students in reading and math. With school restart status, the district could continue to run the school and move forward with improvements. The state board is scheduled to decide on the district's restart application this afternoon. For PRE, I'm Valerie Crowder.